It's time for your 30 Dirty Minutes.
Thirty Dirty Minutes is your support group for the year of living gamedrously. Come to us and share the burden of finishing those games. My name is Robin Tate, at Bongo the Sane, and it has been 42 days since I have bought a game. My £100 budget is still intact. Believe it or not, since this started in early November, there have been 125 games finished by Ulog members, Ulogers. They have been completed that would have otherwise been left on a shelf. And I think that's absolutely beautiful and outstanding. Coming along to our meeting this week in my waiting room, I have two wonderful gentlemen. And the first of those gentlemen is my good friend from the Overseas Connection, Mark Wright. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Robin. How are you doing?
I am doing very, very well. Good. I am in the middle of a snowpocalypse.
Yeah.
We have at least 3 millimetres of snow outside right now.
Yeah, I've had to dig my car out tonight to get home. Yeah. I just sneezed and all the snow blew off the windscreen, so I was okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You know what? To be a weatherman in the UK is a terrible thing. They just can't get it right for getting it wrong. I think the last couple of days they've been saying that the end of the world is coming. I actually took a little snapshot of the weather report from Sky News and sent it over to Fraser in Canada and said, look, hey, Fraser, have a laugh at this. There's going to be at least 2 centimetres of snow in the UK. So, yeah, thank you very much. I know you're just in from work, Mark, so thank you very much for coming along to the meeting tonight.
No, it's my pleasure.
The second gentleman that I have, his voice is unmistakable. He is from the same coin and 60 Minutes with, and that is Dastardly Jabby, Chris Jellyman. Hello, sir. Good to have you.
Hello, Robin and Mark. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been looking forward to this all day. I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, this is sort of the second meeting that we've had, and it's lovely that the meeting room is starting to fill up at each episode. It's wonderful that you are coming along and facing the foe that is unfinished games. Apart from you being at work, Mark, today, Chris, for people that don't know you, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and the same coin and 60 Minutes with and a bit of background of what you're about?
Yeah, how much do you want to know? How much time have you got?
This is 30-minute podcast. Oh, so,
okay, I'll be quick then. right, okay. Well, I've been podcasting. This is the fifth year we've been doing the same coin, believe it or not, which is a bit crazy to think of because I'd never done a podcast up until that point. And it's good fun, you know. We've done 187 shows or something like that. I've lost count now, but yeah, it's really good fun. It's my Monday night therapy session. I'm sure you guys feel the same way about podcasting. You know, it's good to get stuff off your chest and have a laugh and a joke, and we don't take ourselves seriously. And then the 60 Minutes with podcast, I've been doing that for about 2 years, and that's more sort of entertainment rounded, so that's all about, you know, all sorts of films, TV, music, whatever. And there's a great website. I always pimp that website because, you know, I contribute to it, and there's loads of lovely reviews and everything that go up all the time, and that's been going for about 2 years, so that's about it, really. Other than that, I have 2 children, which take away from my time of playing games, unfortunately, but, you know, they're great.
Yep, most of the time. It does that. Yeah. Well, if you have 2 out of 5, it's very, very hard to get gaming time.
Wow.
You know?
So this is why the Year of Living Gamedrously is such a brilliant idea, because it's helped to focus my mind and attention on...
And that's a wonderful segue!
There you go.
For any points already. Okay, look, so what is this Year of Living Gamedrously that we're talking about, the hashtag YOLG, and people talking about dirty 30s and all of that, and It's astounded me. I've been listening to so many different podcasts, as I do on a weekly basis, and hearing this mentioned halfway through it is doing my nut. And at the moment, it has really, really taken off. It started off as a simple idea. Before Christmas, there were so many new wonderful games coming out, left, right, and centre. And on top of that, the prices were really, really good. But it got to the point that I realised that I couldn't decide what to get. Should I just get them all? because the ones that I had, I was only finishing or playing them for 3 or 4 hours. They would have to have a really big, big hook to get me to finish them to completion. And I made the call that, right, this year I was going to limit to what I was going to buy and try and finish games on my backlist or my list of shame. And I decided on 30 games and mentioned this to Mark. And Mark, you're responsible here as well. this thing has taken off and bloomed, and it's beautiful. It's fantastic. So if you're wondering what the Year of Living Gamgeously is, this is what it's all about. What is the Year of Living Gamgeously? Well, there are 6 simple steps. Number 1. This is a personal gaming challenge over 12 months to help you finish the games that you've bought instead of playing them for 2 hours and going out and buying something new. 2. Select 30 games, your dirty 30, that you really want to finish. 3. Email your dirty 30 list to bongo@ocpod.com so it can be logged and we can monitor your progress. 4. Set a budget. A budget so you can buy new games. Yes, you can buy games. Mine is £100 or $120. 5. Complete the game to the credits and take a selfie with the credits in the background and tweet that to @OC_podcast with the hashtag #VictoryAchieved and the hashtag #YOLG. And finally, 6. Enjoy your Dirty 30 and tell us all about it by Facebook, Twitter, or email. And that, my friends, is the Year of Living Gamgeously. So that's what the Year of Living Gamgeously is all about. So what I want to do now is I want to take my 2 wonderful gentlemen, Mark and Chris, and I want to bring them into the treatment room and find out how deep the problem is. Mark, please yes. Tell me, how many days has it been since you last bought a game?
Well, it's been 12 days since my last purchase.
12 days.
Yeah.
Tell me, what did you spend your money on, Mark?
I bought something in the sale, so it was cheap, so I get brownie points for that. I bought the Elite Dangerous Season Pass, and it was on sale for £10, but it only cost me 5 because I went halves with Greg, my game-sharing brother from another mother. Mm. So it only cost me £5. So I've still got a good budget left.
Good.
A few days before that, though, I did buy Metal Gear Solid Phantom Pain in the sales, and Greg bought Ori and the Blind Forest. So altogether, I've only spent £17 in total. So I've got £83 left for the year. So still enough
Fantastic.
For Red Dead 2 and Mass Effect.
Here, look, why are you doing this, Mark? Because, I mean, this, again, with the Overseas Connection podcast, our big brother podcast, this goes against the grain. So this has sort of struck a note or a chord. Why? I mean, why are you doing this?
Well, for a few reasons, really. One, financially, because you're right, we buy games at launch, we pay full price for them, and then we don't actually play them till about 6 months later when we could have picked it up in a sale for, like, a third of that. So you could just think of how much money we could have saved. But the main reason is the amount of times I've switched on one of my consoles and looked at my library of games and thought, holy shit, what do I want to play? And I'll spend half an hour just deciding what to play because I've got that many games I've not finished. Because I relate myself to I'm like a woman who goes shopping for clothes. If I see a bargain, I buy it. Buy it. So if there's anything on sale, I always try buy it if I can. But I've limited that now over Christmas. I've done really well in the sale. I've only bought 2 things. And it's making me go back to some of these games I have bought. And I'm really enjoying them. I've only finished 2 games. I'm not doing brilliantly. But those games I have finished, they've been really, really good. So,
yeah, well, you got stuck into Elite this week, haven't you?
That bloody season pass. Oh, yeah. I think I need to find another therapy session. I think I need to join the AA now, which is the Astronauts Anonymous.
So you went back to Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Yes.
And you finished it.
Yeah.
And Valiant Hearts. How did you get on with those?
Borderlands, I played tons of Borderlands in the past on the 360. And I was a third of the way through on this already, so I had made a start on it, so it was quite good to get back to it. It was fun. It's like something familiar, and I enjoyed it. Valiant Hearts was something I'd not played before, and I think it was overhyped for me. A lot of people hyped it up, you included. I think it was your game of the year 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that put a bit of a slant on it for me.
Yeah, it's always hard when there's a lot of hype with a game.
I didn't enjoy it as much as what I thought I would. I still enjoyed it. I loved the story part of it, and I loved the little vignettes and the information you got. But some of the gameplay I thought was a bit janky and a bit boring.
It was jank, but for me, it was the story. It was being able to tackle that World War One thing, which a lot of sensitive stuff that you couldn't really turn into a game. And I thought they did that really, really well.
Yeah. But the last two chapters are. It stepped up, and I did really enjoy the last two chapters. The first two chapters were a bit, especially that car thing with that French bird where you're trying to avoid the tanks and that.
Loved that.
Did you? I did like that. Yeah. But yeah, the last two chapters I really enjoyed. So yeah, it redeemed itself.
Right. So look, I'm flicking through your list here, and there's stuff in here I'm really surprised that you never finished. Yeah. Like Wolfenstein?
Yeah, I've started that. I've started it, and I'm enjoying it. So, yeah, I've done the first couple of chapters on that.
Sunset Overdrive?
Yeah, never played it. I actually bought that in a sale, and then a few months later it was free on Xbox Live Gold. So I've paid money for nothing there.
Money for nothing?
Yeah.
Checks for free.
Yep.
Doom as well?
Yeah, I've started that. We bought that in a sale, me and Greg Hills. But yeah, not finished it.
Flip, man. Goodness me. And Life is Strange? Goodness, Mark.
Yeah, hello.
PS4. You have a deep, deep, deep problem. You need to be here. You need to stick at this. You need to come to the meetings.
Yeah, that's why I love this so much. It's really helping to get rid of some of these games. And I feel an accomplishment. On the PS4, you've got folders, and I've got a folder which is my finished Dirty 30.
Nice.
There's nothing in there yet, but...
Fantastic. Okay, Chris.
Yes.
Tell me, how many days has it been since you bought a game?
58.
What a guy.
There you go.
Wow.
58 days. Fantastic. Before this all started?
Yeah. And the catalyst for me, it was Titanfall 2, which I bought on the 15th of November. Because obviously that game, the buzz from it has been amazing. And I bought it, I remember distinctly buying it on the Monday. And by the Wednesday, I bought it on the store for £50, whatever it was. And then by the Wednesday, Sony... which was really nice of them, sent me an email saying, here's a code for 40% off Titanfall 2. And I was like, thank you very much for that. That's amazing. I mean, you can make it up, could you? I mean, they must have known that I bought that frigging game. Do you know what I mean? It's like they're rubbing my nose in it, sort of like. So that annoyed me. And then a week or so later, it then went down to £20. So I was sort of... That was it at that point, and I'm not sure whether or not you kind of put out your Yolg idea, but I was thinking the same thing, thinking, right, next year I'm just not going to buy any games at all at launch, which is really difficult to do because, you know, we all get excited by new releases and stuff like that. And then obviously, you know, you popped up on Twitter and I thought, that's brilliant, that's exactly what I need, and I'm going to go for it. And I know you guys have set budgets and stuff like that.
You've went this is really extreme. I mean, I was listening to the same coin today and heard you talking about it, and like you're not going to buy anything. You're going to keep yourself away from Mass Effect later on in the year, Red Dead as well. You're going to do that?
Yeah. I'm all in. The kind of guy I am is that I'm all or nothing kind of thing. You know, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to put everything into it. And so I'm kind of doing this. I don't say I'm treating it seriously because
I'm surprised you only have two kids.
Yeah. well, that's the missus. She has the final say on that kind of thing. but you know, it's kind of so. I thought that's it. I'm just going to go all in and do it. I'm not, because if I set myself a budget, I know that temptation's there. It's like if you smoke, you know, it's like, oh, I'll just have one and then I'll just have two. And then it's just, you know, and it's, I'm fairly proud of myself because I know
Chris, but okay, right. But before Christmas, you bought an Xbox Slim?
Well, I traded my Xbox the original Xbox in for the Xbox One S, I guess. So
a PlayStation Pro.
I traded my PlayStation 4 in for the PlayStation Pro, plus a load of Vita games, so it didn't really cost. It cost me like 30 quid or whatever.
A PlayStation VR.
Yeah, I'd been saving for I didn't realize you're going to grill me. Bloody hell. I'd saved.
And don't forget the 4K TV.
Okay, give me a chance. Right. So, no, I'd saved all my £2.50 in a money tin for, oh, blimey, a few months. And I'd saved up about 250 quid. So that kind of contributed to that. Plus, I had a lovely bit of money from the tax man, which was nice. So that helped pay off the VR. Yes, a graphics card, you can argue, yes.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah, as well, yeah.
The TV, I am currently still paying off because there was a 10-month interest-free credit on that. So that's kind of, if you like, you know, that's all been sorted out. But in terms of games, you could argue, well, yes, it has come at the right time because I'm not spending money. But what the point I was going to make is that I didn't look at any of the sales on the for Sony. I'm being pretty strong with myself. I didn't even bother because I thought, there's no point. What's the point in tempting yourself to look at a game that's like, say, £6? But, you know, it'll just open the floodgates for me. So I thought, no, I'm not going to do it.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I still have been looking, and I've been really tempted. One of the things I was going to ask you, have you been tempted? There's been a couple of things, even smaller indie things. I'm going, oh, I'd love that. I'd love to buy Abzu. I don't have that.
Yeah.
And there's another one called Her Majesty's Spiffing, which is a point-and-click adventure game on various platforms. It looks fantastic.
It sounds spiffing.
It's about Brexit, funny enough. A comedy satire thing in space, and it's developed by guys from Belfast. I'd love to buy it, but when's it going to fit in to all these wonderful games that I have that I'm playing?
Yeah,
I mean, you, Chris, you've been playing some fantastic stuff, and your list is phenomenal. I mean, Assassin's Creed Syndicate you've been through.
Yep.
Titanfall 2, Modern Warfare Remastered, Battlefield 1, and a VR. Our first victory achieved with VR, Until Dawn, Rush of Blood. Those are brilliant games.
Sorry, Robin, I was going to say, I mean, Titanfall 2 was brilliant. Battlefield 1, I really enjoyed, you know, Modern Warfare Remastered. But Assassin's Creed Syndicate, you know, it's the first Assassin's Creed game I've completed since Brotherhood. And if I'm perfectly honest with you, if it wasn't for this, I probably wouldn't have finished it because I'd have played it for a little bit, thought, yeah, this is fun, and then just kind of like moved on to something else. I've owned Assassin's Creed Syndicate pretty much since it when it came out. What, that was 2015? So, do you know what I mean? And
Me too. I bought it a year ago. And out of your five games that you completed, I would say that's probably the one that is the most log-like, Dirty 30 list, that is one of the ones that was going to get forgotten about.
Exactly.
And for me, it's the same. That's one of the ones I'll play this year. And I hear it's brill.
It's really good.
Yeah, I've played it. It's good.
Yeah, it's really good. Characters are good, you know, the setting's really cool. You know, it's a really good Assassin's Creed game. It's a shame it got overlooked because of everything that had happened with Unity. But, yeah, very, very good. And the VR, yeah, I've got a few VR games. And that's the thing as well. You know, people saying, oh, you've bought all this stuff, you know, but you're not going to be able to buy any games to play it on. I've got loads of VR games, you know, and I've got loads of games. I've even added six more to my list, haven't I?
I see that. It's kind of nutty now. I mean, you're up to, what, 35 or something? On your list, just looking at it here and now, that's really jabby. There you are with your thumb up in front of that big screen. Nice thing that I'm doing with the bongo.oc pod site now on the loggers pages, I'm actually, as you do your victory achieved and send your tweets in, I am putting those photographs up beside your photograph as well,
yeah,
which is
brilliant.
Quite funky.
That's really cool. The other thing as well is, I don't know about you, but guys, but I get gamer funk, you know, quite badly sometimes, where we've got the keys to the candy shop, and I've got a shelf full of games. I've got 206 games on my Steam library, God knows how many on Xbox and PlayStation, and it's like, by the time I actually get round to like deciding what I'm going to play, I've spent an hour just looking through them.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
and I find that to be a problem.
Yeah.
This week, I have to admit, I have hit a wall. And I didn't know what to start because I finished off Gears of War 4.
Nice.
Which is all right. And Halo Wars, which was definitely one that I've always wanted to play. Never could get around to doing it or bringing myself to doing it. And I thoroughly enjoyed Halo Wars over the last week. Finished it to completion. It's like playing with little toy soldiers. Yes, some of the panning graphics every now and again were a bit crusty for, because of its age, but the cutscenes and the story and that, it was just phenomenal.
Yeah, it was good,
even
wasn't it? Yeah.
To this day. But I mean, so I've finished those two and I'm sitting going, what am I going to do next? Do I start Fallout? Do I go back to Metal Gear? What do I do? Do you know what I've done? I'm with Lego. Lego The Force Awakens, and having a great time with that.
Nice.
Again, it was one of those ones that would never be finished, or maybe sometime down the line, but just if you're sitting there wondering what to play, just pick it, because as soon as you start playing something, you'll start to enjoy that something. If it's on your list and you've thought about your list and these are things that you want to complete, you'll find the love as you go along with it. I really do believe that. So, yeah, as I said, look, I have finished up Halo Wars, Gears of War 4. I will be buying Mass Effect when it comes out, but I'm not sure if I'm going to buy it straight away. I mean, the way things are going at the moment, 2 weeks, 3 weeks afterwards, they're dropping massively in price. And it's, again, not the money, but it's just the principle of it. I can wait an extra 2 weeks for that, just to see.
And
I think this has changed people's attitudes to the way they buy games.
Just what I was going to say, exactly. You know, you've got that enhanced patience now, whereas before you wouldn't have necessarily had it because you think, I've got to have it now. So, yeah, it's great.
It has been kind of ridiculous, actually, over the last 3 months or so, how quickly games have dropped in price. Yeah. Now, maybe that's a reflection on the market. I've seen that thing today that it's down by 25 million or something in the UK in sales. Now, that was only bricks and mortar, physical discs. I'd really be interested to see what digital figures or digital sales actually are, because probably they're up massively over the last year. Mm. Anyway, look, we have 34 people doing this now. It's absolutely fantastic. We've got the top of the U-Logs. I mean, John Mouse is up there with 8 completions already. Fraser Moo with 8 as well.
Wow.
Pilch Reed with 7. PG Tips with 7. Kevin Fahey with 7. Myself with 6. And Dastardly Jabby with 5. You know, it's amazing. And people are going, 30? How can you ever do 30 games in a year? Well, most of them, or quite a lot of them, you'd part started. So it's not just as big a task as what you'd think. And those hourly rates that I have on your each of your pages is starting from scratch, average times. And since the last time that we done this, there's been, new people have joined in. Neasy Does It, Spug Northensen, Awesome Rob, Number One Stuntmaster from Mojo Interactive, that's fantastic, Terraform, Head Chef Alan, the most fantastic beard in Ireland, and SLH has came back out of not playing games to get in with this as well. Nice thing that SLH, Sue, what she has done, she didn't have 30 games that she wanted to finish or had, and she's put in a pristine 15, which is quite kind of cool. So 30, it doesn't matter. If you have 15 or 20 games that you want to finish, get in touch, get in part of this. It doesn't matter that this started at the beginning of December. It will run for 12 months. It's a 12-month period from when you start, and I will keep this going as long as there's interest in this. Now, there is a sad story about some people that need some help. Now, I would never shout anybody out on a podcast to embarrass them. So, Hutch DBL, Jeffrey M, Gamer Girl, and Filthy have finished 0. But I won't shout them out because I would hate to embarrass them into finishing games. Amorous is off that list.
You know what Kim will say? I've been building my house. No excuse.
Yeah, that big toilet. See Kim's toilet and throne room. It's unbelievable. Anyway, look, thank you very much for coming to the meeting. I think we should go and have a wee cup of tea and a wee biscuit now, because you have owned up to some of the things that you are doing, and I think it's a really honourable that you are doing this, and it's a way to get through. When we're done with this, I wonder if our attitudes will have changed forever, or in 2 years' time, will we be back in the same position? Mm. Probably, but I think something like this is going to run in the background.
I don't know. I think we'll think twice before buying day one now. Well, I certainly will.
Yeah.
I'm already in that mindset, and we're only a month into it. So.
Yeah, same here.
It's a great thing what you've done, Robin.
I'm kind of feeling, I know, right, I've got, I'm counting mine started from the 1st of December, so, you know, there's 11 months left, whatever, but I'm kind of already feeling a little bit sad for when it comes to an end, because it's that sense of camaraderie and sort of like you know, belonging to a nice little club that feels
we're
cool.
in this together.
Yeah. And it's really cool, you know. And so I'm just, but I should change my mindset and think, well, actually, let's enjoy it while it's here and get the most of it that way. So, but yeah.
Exactly. And it's, and again, it's bringing different podcasters, different communities together that hopefully friendships will bloom out of this as well, which is a nice thing too. And you're absolutely right. We all sort of all in this together and everybody's watching what everybody's doing and the Twitter feed's going and it's keeping me busy like mad. Every time I set the laptop down after updating one, I put the laptop back down again and there and another tweet goes, laptop upload again. There we go again. It's just unbelievable.
It's funny you say that because I've actually got some new Twitter followers and I'm following new people now who's joined in on this who I didn't know before, and I've got a few more friends requests on Xbox and PSN. So yeah, it's bringing everyone together. Is this everyone's getting 100% behind it? It's brilliant.
Yeah,
yeah. I was listening to Awesome Rob tonight, and he runs a podcast or a digital podcast. I must just give him a wee shout here for the name of it. Awesome Rob. There he is. It's called digicast.com, spelt with a K. And I was listening to his little podcast there tonight, and he's talking about this as well. He's from the States, and I had never knew who Awesome Rob was. Robert Richberg, good lad. Thank you very much. So it's wonderful. People, please come and join. Join in. It's good fun, and we are all together. It's good. It's good crack. Okay, so remember everybody, this is for fun. It's not a competition. It's not about who can get to 30 first. If you're playing,
and it's not a punishment either,
no,
is it,
Robin? No, it's not meant to be. You know, if you're playing games that you hate, slogging through them, you're doing it wrong. The idea is that you play the games that you want to finish. And if you think, well, I left that game because I just went on to something new and shiny, well, go back to it. But if you go back to that game and you're having a horrible time, just don't leave it. Let me know. I'll put it on your list as a fail boat. You've done it. You've moved on and we can add something else in. Hopefully then you'll find games that you'll wonder why you left in the first place. Mm. So that's the whole idea behind this. It's meant to be fun.
Yeah.
Now, if you finish all 30 games, you'll get a lovely coffee coaster from the Overseas Connection and 30 Dirty Minutes. And that'll be nice to do that all as well, won't it?
Yeah.
If it helps to share your burden, please send your request for help to bongo@ocpod.com or tweet me at bongothesane and let me know how you're getting on. I'd love to hear your feedback. So Mark, thank you very, very much for coming along to this month's meeting.
It was my pleasure.
Anything you want to say or where you can be contacted, Mark?
Well, people can get me, if they need any extra support with the yogin, at Markanix on Twitter. I have a blog like yourself, markanix.com. I don't post in much regular, but every time I complete a game or start a game or something happens, like tonight's podcast, I'll definitely put that on there. So keep an eye on there. And I'm Markanix on Xbox Live and PSN.
Thank you. And Chris,
yes.
Thank you for coming along to this month's meeting.
It's been my pleasure.
Good. And I mean, does it feel good to have, you know, unburdened yourself tonight?
Yes, I've loved it. I've loved talking to you. I really enjoyed meeting you last year at EGX.
We'll do it again this year.
Yes, definitely. And Mark, definitely get a chance to meet you this time around. Give you nice big man hugs and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. So thank you very much for inviting me. Really enjoyed it.
Good stuff. And where can people get you, Chris?
I'm at Dastardly Jabby on Twitter. The same coin is at TS Coin. 60 Minutes With is at 60 Minutes With. And 60minuteswith.co.uk is the website for all your reviews and goodness. Retro reviews and all sorts.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for spending 30 dirty minutes with me. Please go to my blog, bongo.ocpod.com, if you want some more information about the Dirty 30 and the Year of Living Gamerously. And please don't forget to download our father and mother podcast, the Overseas Connection podcast, at ocpod.com. Thank you very much. Thank you all, and safe home. May your game be with you.
Don't you just love 30 dirty minutes every month? I know I do. been an Overseas Connection production.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Video are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.